Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Tub app.
Now.
Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Big NFL news. J.J. Watt moving to the Cardinals.
Snakes a problem out there?
Sure.
Snakes a problem, right?
Oh, scorpions, too.
Got to worry about that. Will those attack you unprovoked?
It's like a dry heat, too.
Yeah?
If you had to be bit by one, which one would you be bit by?
Scorpion.
Scorpion or a snake?
No, I'll take a scorpion.
Hell yeah. Can you imagine the sight of like a rattlesnake biting your leg? Like, that'd be horrifying. Then you got to pry its fangs out. Whew. Yikes. See, problems J.J. Watt's going to have now.
Well, I mean, they got those in Texas, too.
You're right. Probably bigger ones.
Scorpions?
Everything's bigger in Texas. I don't know. I'll check. I'll check and get back to you, Peter.
I'm stunned by this. That's... You know, you thought you're going to get a lot of veterans like this on this open market that are going to sort of not be affordable to one team, and it's going to drive down the price because of an overabundance of them. But, yeah, this kind of shockingly resets the market and proves that there's going to be stupid people out there that are going to do things like this. Teams that are already in, you know, cap jail or it's going to – not cap jail, but you're not one of the ones that has 50 to spend. You only got 11. He busted on this guy. Are they close? Is this the guy that gets you over the hump? No.
There are scorpions in. There are not only scorpions in Texas, there are scorpions in Houston.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn.
Of the 1,500 known species of scorpion across the world, of which about 20 live in Texas, there's only one commonly found in East Texas, the striped bark scorpion, and it does live in Houston.
Well, it's all cement. So, I mean, he figured a heat. They love that heat.
No, they like the dry heat.
You know who his defense coordinator is? Vance Joseph. There he is. Look at him. Standing there having the time of his life. So Watts reunited with his former defensive coordinator. Boy. They'll just take anything Houston doesn't want, huh? You don't want DeAndre Hopkins? Yeah, send him here. We'll give you a running back you could cut.
Doesn't sound like a striped bark scorpion bite's all that big of a deal.
Why don't you check it out, Beetle?
He says you might have some pain, swelling, and numbness and tingling. You get all the numb and stingies.
Beetle, what if they said, if your neck's bugging you, we can make your neck feel better. We got these six scorpions we're going to fly in. But we're going to have to have you have them sting you right along the top of your lat there.
I'm in.
In the back.
They brought him in today. I'd do it right now.
Oh, man.
I'm in. Oh, it takes six scorpion bites to cure that?
You familiar with leeching?
Line up the scorpions.
This is along the lines of leeching. It's called scorpioning. Just going to let them do their thing.
Acupuncture, it's sort of like that. A little more painful.
It's like acupuncture.
Sure.
But just a lot more terrifying.
A rattlesnake bite your neck.
Can I just do it blindfolded? Sorry. I don't have to watch the scorpions.
A lot of things, man. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I just don't want to watch them. I don't want to see them. Just keep them out of my line of sight. Go nuts.
Oh, my God.
Jim is in Cambridge. Hi, Jim.
Hey,
Hey, how you guys doing? Let me turn you off. Speaker.
Turn us off.
Yeah, my earlier thought, and I rethink it as I wait, is, you know, Zoe speaks as a player all the time, and I respect that, and I think he was a great contributor to this show because of the fact that he has the players' opinions and also thoughts and processes. So his last comments was that he was possibly thinking of the market went down. And in context of what he was talking about is I didn't understand what he was saying. I mean, the market was up. I didn't understand if he was saying that's a great thing for the players and that's a cool in the game thing. And I don't have an opinion on that way. But if he meant, oh, the market is up and that's a bad thing for the Patriots, and if that's what he's meant, then I have a serious problem with that. Here's what I meant. The market's going to go up. But anyway,
can't say that.
You said baloney twice.
How do you come up with baloney, but then you slide the other word in there?
Really pounded at home.
Even though I agree with him.
Agree with what?
No, but what we thought,
do explain.
What we were told, is with the cap sitting there at about $180, $185, right? Oh, yeah. They got their cap set. And there's so many teams that are already $60, $50 million over the cap that they're going to be cutting all these veterans just to get under the cap. And they're going to be put on top all the other free agents that are already out there and available, plus the draft. So not only are you going to have the draft, but free agency, but all these cut guys or disgruntled guys that really aren't going to take pay cuts, so are going to ultimately get cut by teams. You know, you could have it happen here. You know, if some of these guys that didn't play like a year ago are going to all of a sudden play this year and they don't want to take a pay cut, they might end up getting cut. So they're going to be out there on the market. I just thought J.J. Watt's number was going to be a hell of a lot lower than what they got, than what he got. Excuse me. Didn't you guys think it? Like, you're somewhere around four or five a year for a year, like a one-year deal?
I didn't know what the numbers were going to
be. More than that.
I thought he was going to go to a real team.
I thought he was going to go
to a real team with a real chance. I mean, I had no idea what the numbers were going
to
end up being. But I foolishly believed him when he said he wanted to go to a team that and wanted to win and... I mean, he spoke about the quarterback, and I'm not saying I dislike Kyler Murray, but that I was not thinking Arizona Cardinals as a possible destination for J.J. Watt.
Diana Russini.
Him, too. Like, the Texans always thought they were close to winning, but they never won. They always came up here with their little Letterman jackets and their little cute outfits and that, and they want to be winners. He may not know what a winner is.
Diana Russini had that tweet last Thursday that his best offer was between $15 and $16 million per year. Right? And when she tweeted that, I read that and I thought, wow, he's going to get a lot more money than I thought, but I don't think he's going to get 15 or 16 million a year.
That's exactly what he got.
I thought he'd get 16 million over 2 years. Someone's going to get $8 million a year. He'll still get paid. I did not think it was going to be 16 million per year.
That was probably the Cardinals' offer, exactly what that is, what it came out to, and he probably went and shopped it for a week and nobody beat it. He said, let's go. Get the fire pit ready. Them scorpions ready.
I also enjoy how when that happened, a lot of people replied to her tweet saying, well, we can eliminate these teams, X, Y, and Z, because they don't even have $15 or $16 million in cap space.
Right.
Yeah, guess what? One of those teams was the Cardinals. They don't have the cap space, and now they're going to have to make it for J.J. Watt to sign that deal. Talk about
teams. That's it for the Cardinals.
Stupid.
Your offseason's over. Good.
I guess the prices are not depressed.
Wow. Stunning.
Is that up?
People thought he was going to come here. I put Google Eyes up when he got released. Ask for his release. We gave it to you. When you said for the Deshaun Watson people, they're like, he got what he wanted. Now, why can't we get cut and moved? You know? No, because you're a franchise player. You're a franchise quarterback. You're the second best quarterback in the league behind Patrick Mahomes. You ain't going anywhere. We're not just going to let you go. If we do let you go, we're going to get a hell of a return on you.
It's funny. There's, you know how they have like the team pages on various different websites, where, you know, team specific page on USA Today Sports, and they have someone who writes just on the Cardinals there. They have the Cardinals' five biggest offseason needs.
Yeah.
And not a single one of them is an edge guy,
an interior pass rusher.
And then after they name the top five needs, which are corner, wide receiver, running back, kicker, and punter, they had problems in that department last year. Tight end is fifth. And then they say, okay, and let's just, for the hell of it, rank all the other positions left. They name the offensive line. They name inside linebacker.
It'll come.
They name outside linebacker.
It's got to be next.
And that's where it is. That's where they mention sort of the pass rushers. It's the very last thing on their list. Like, so this doesn't even represent any sort of clear need of the Cardinals, at least in the minds of the people that watch them every weekend and cover them every week.
Is Kime still the GM out there?
Yes, Steve Kime. Yeah. Right?
So it's Kingsbury and Kime. Wow.
Well, that's what, I mean, people who know and watch the game, they understand stuff like that, Beetle. It's like Zoe, in the middle of last season, when it was painfully obvious this team needed a quarterback, he said the first player he'd take is an edge rusher. You know, you don't see the game the way the experts see the game.
All right, but jokes aside, this isn't even a reliable guy in terms of you're going to know he's going to be on the field every day.
Right. He's got injury.
You're going to pay $16 million to a guy you don't know is going to be out there?
23 Garrett.
Well, no, I'm just saying, just sort of on an average.
Oh,
right?
16 and a half. Well, 15 and a half, sure.
Yeah. Oh, Hardy, he's going to be doing wood chopping videos till you could stack wood next to your fire pits out there. Oh, my God.
The smell. Scottsdale smell. We get anything on that?
I have not found a candle called the Scottsdale.
Sozi knows what I'm talking about. I went for a run. I'm like, this just smells delightful out here. Like, everybody's got the fire pits, and it's like the, you know, like when you go to a restaurant, but it's got the wood fire grill or pizza places. You're like, oh, it smells great in here.
They call it the South Shore of the Southwest. That's what it's called.
South Shore. Tom, you should move out there. Your buddy on Twitter's moving out there.
Who's his buddy?
That guy that hates Tom on Twitter. That Matt Brady guy.
Nobody hates Tom.
He stirs it up with Tom, a T-bone on Twitter.
Some people.
Tom knows what I'm talking about.
Mike Reese keeps pumping a particular quarterback for the Patriots. We'll get to that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Quote.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
So do I.
I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mike Reese is bringing up Marcus Mariota's name again. He has it in his little Sunday notes. Item number 6, in case you were wondering. He says, if the Patriots consider a run at quarterback Marcus Mariota, his Week 15 relief effort in the Vegas Raiders 30-27 loss to the Chargers, that will be some important tape. He was 17 of 28 for 226 yards, a touchdown, a pick, 9 rushes, 88 yards and a touchdown.
I watched that whole game. He was really good.
He says, I asked NFL draft analyst Daniel Jeremiah, the Chargers radio analyst that day. Daniel Jeremiah was working on the radio for the Chargers that day, what he remembers most. He says, quote, Mariota was very dangerous with his legs. I thought he abandoned that aspect of his game toward the end of his time in Tennessee. He's a dangerous player when he's aggressive like he was that day.
Yeah, I think so. And when you're the Chargers, you're preparing for, obviously, Carr. Yeah, different quarterback, right? More of a pocket guy. We're going to push our ends upfield more. Pretend we would sacrifice containment to get pressure. If you prepare for a guy like Mariota, I don't know if Mariota would get that every week, you know? Would he be able to run like that every week? I just think Mariota had to do in that game, and he adapted well throughout the course of that game and adjusted. And I thought he played about as good as he could play in that game. Threw the ball well, was accurate, made plays with his legs, looked confident. So hearing a lot more about Mariota, but I just hope they make it work with the money. The money's an issue. You know, $11 million with all those incentives could reach. You know, we called Phil Perry on this. Perry was big on Mariota. He was one of the first ones on the Mariota train. Phil was first on Mariota. Now everybody else is jumping on Mariota. I'm not saying Mike's.
Well, it just seems like Mike's pretty big on this guy.
I think Perillo's mentioned Mariota too.
I think a lot, as you said, a lot of people have, but
and it's starting to pick up some.
Mike Reese carries extra weight. That's all.
He doesn't carry a lot of extra weight, little guy.
No, I mean in a figurative sense.
He's very excited. Steve Winwood is coming around soon.
I know.
Yep.
Steely Dan, Steve Winwood.
Did he sing "Reeling in the Years"?
Yes.
Doing the way to time. Oh, yes. That's a good yacht rock song. Yeah.
And we've agreed to go.
Oh, I'm getting. He plays "Higher Love." I might lose it.
We've agreed to go. It's happening in June. Who else is in the traveling party?
Not sure. I think it would be. I think Matt Smith might be going too. We got a lot of guys. We could pad it up.
Pad it up.
We get Jim Louth. Louth ain't got nothing to do. He'll be here. It's all summer.
Right? Yeah,
he's got schedules all summer.
He's management.
You gonna party with your boss?
No, you can't hang out with the boss anymore.
Yeah, it's just awkward. Can't do it.
It's like at the office party when they wanted to have that Jim wanted to have the barbecue and he didn't invite Michael. And Michael got all pissed when he went through the emails. When corporate said, "Go ahead and you could go through all your workers' emails." And Kevin wanted to throw his computer out the window. I got a lot of stuff on there that they can't see. Yeah. You could go through my work email. Man, I told them that.
On there. It's nothing but an inbox. You don't. There's no sent.
Right.
There's no deleted items.
Right.
It's just thousands and thousands in the inbox.
I did not get in touch with anybody through it. Right.
Unopened.
Yep.
Zoe will never get in trouble for opening up an email with a virus attachment.
Yep.
Skip in Foxborough. Hey, Skip.
Hey, how we doing?
Good.
Hey. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure. What's going on?
Question for you. With the Patriots, we talk about this cap space they supposedly have. Now, if they have to sign all their existing players and have Chung and Hightower.
They already count on it. No, they already count on it.
Andrews and Toomey already count on it?
No. Those are free agents.
Hightower, Chung, Cannon, the guys that are going to play that opted out, they already count towards the cap.
Okay, but Andrews and Toomey. So what would be the actual cap space if they sign the existing players they have?
Well, depends on what it is that they're going to get.
What are they going to sign him for?
What do you think? If you think Andrews is $10 million?
What did they pay Toomey this year, $14 million?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, do some of that math. We don't know. We don't have an answer for you. We can take guesses at it. If David Andrews is back, what do you think the cap number is?
10.5.
All right. So there's 10.5 off of 60, somewhere around 60 million. You still got 50 million to play with.
Yep.
Bottom three in the league, or I should say, sorry, top three in the league in cap space, I believe. Yep. Right? So they have.
Do you think they like seeing that?
What do you mean by that?
That they're like top three in the league to spend. Because everybody thinks they're jumping in, you know, punch back. Like normally they're like, you know, it's the budgeting of the money, right? Because it's solid roster. There aren't a lot of openings. We're, you know, it's veteran roster. We're kind of set across the board. Good balance. It's like the first time they're in sort of no man's land here where people think they're jumping in here. Is it like now it's like external pressure to jump in even more, what they're not used to, you know, and you don't have Nick there, new GM, new everything here. So a lot of holes to fill, man. A lot of holes. Still don't have quarterbacks, still don't have tight end, receiver and factored in there. If you get one of those quarterbacks you want, you're in the 20s now per year. So take that 50, knock that down to 30. That number's starting to dwindle real quick after two guys. Take 30 million off that 65. You already cut that thing in half.
Mike and Cranston.
Really go, sorry, now you really got to go to veterans and ask them to take pay cuts. Go ahead.
Mike and Cranston, go ahead.
Fellas, how are you? I've been meaning to make this call for a long time. I want to thank you. You guys are number one for a reason, and you morphed into more than a talk show. I mean, you always were Heinz ketchup, pickles, everything, and it's awesome. And I want UFOs, and I wanted to make call for a long time.
I'm glad you brought up UFOs.
So, yeah, I went on unacknowledged. It's freaking me out.
Yeah, they're out there. And Hardy asked me last time, because he remembers that I told him I saw one. I said it was about 20, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I brought it up in my little town, Belle Vernon, Pennsylvania, back when I was visiting home. And somebody emailed me, Hardy, to the show, to my work. So I did check my work email. Kecksburg, Pennsylvania. There was multiple sightings there, and it said it could have been related.
I saw one. Actually, I thought it was a weather balloon, and I was with.
Don't believe that. They tell you all that. But listen, that Marceau guy and all that.
Now I was with him. Got you know he's in his 90s now, and his son's a successful officer. But so I was with two legit people, and we were at Mount Pleasant High School. I was like 12 years old. I said, "What the hell is that?" And the Journal the next day reported it. But the reason why I called after the kudos and to all your staff, because you guys are the new Boston 3. I mean, if really, the big 3. That's enough of that. Hey, what happens when Brady rocks the Steve DeBerg cream color? They'll sell a million of them and not buy one. Thank you for everything, fellas. Okay. But the DeBerg jersey.
All right. I would hold your breath on that because they would have to change the helmet, and teams aren't going to do that. They'd have to alter the helmet. Beatles been through this. He's been one of the biggest proponents of switching up the uniforms, going to those classic throwbacks. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. It's not going to happen here. It's not going to happen in Tampa.
Hang tight. Never say never. Never say never.
What are you, a Beatle watch? Just told you something?
No. This has been out there for a while.
Yeah.
That Bruce Arians was on Dan Patrick's show last year.
What did he eat, the paint?
And he brought it up, and it's been reported in other areas too. The league I don't think they've made a determination on it, but they've considered and are considering and can change this rule overnight. They are considering eliminating the one helmet rule, which would then allow for certain teams to wear throwback uniforms that otherwise they've stayed away from since the one helmet rule came into play. That would be the Bucks. That would also be the Patriots.
Yeah.
What's the reasoning behind the one helmet rule?
So they adopted the one helmet rule as a way of concussion safety issues. That if you have a helmet that you then have all year long, it becomes more adapted and molded to your head better than a brand new helmet out of the box, which is totally true. It is true.
You ever hear Birkenstock? Like, you know, Birkenstock form fits to your foot after you wear it and keep wearing it. Helmets are like that.
Same thing.
So I can wear two of the same helmets, and I'll put one on one day and put another one on, say, 3 months from now, and I put that thing on, I would have the worst freaking headache with that new helmet. And to force a team to go out and play like that, where now suddenly not only do I worry about my game, and I'm, you know, I got to be on top of everything, I got this freaking headache for 4 hours because you're forcing me to wear this ridiculous helmet with another decal on it.
Was it headache prevention or is it concussion prevention?
No, it was part of the protocol. That they felt the players were better protected with a helmet that they had been wearing for months as opposed to a brand new one out of the box.
We used to do it. I didn't like it. I didn't like switching it up. Because you end up, you know, your whole camp and first 10 games, whatever, wearing one helmet. Next thing you know, okay, week 11, we're going to throwback. And like, okay, put on this new white helmet. Ow, that hurts. Maybe my head grew.
Okay. All right. Headlines.
May have grown. Headlines. Today's takeaways coming up in just a bit.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zoe and B
keep you up to date at work.
What's the drop-off between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Okay, between 5 and 7.
What's the difference between 5 and 1?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We were talking about helmets in the NFL a moment ago, and Arcel and Bridgewater had a thought on this very issue. What do you got?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love the show. But no, all right, so I got the theory right here. All you got to do is take the guts out of the helmet and then pop them into the new helmet. And they're already molded, and it's already said and done. What do you got, like 10 people on the staff that on the equipment management staff, tell them to get the, when they're doing the alternate helmet, switch out the helmets. Bada boom. It's not like the leather helmet Zoe was wearing back in the day, you know?
Yeah. Take the molding out. Put it in the new shell.
Yeah, you ever taken a helmet apart? Even if like some of the middle parts and the back parts are like riveted in there, you look at the back of the helmet, you see that little plastic part. That's because it's like riveted through a hole that holds the whole back part of it. Now, some of the cheek pads and the temple, your temple area and forehead are replaceable because we might go thinner here, thicker here. You know me? Big wide chick kid. Not wide chick. Wide-cheeked kid. I need the thin cheek pads. You get some people with these little heads, big thick pads in there. You know? That's adjustable. I would say about 30% of the helmet's adjustable. The rest of it's permanent. So.
Oh, so much for that idea.
Unless you want to just go back to suspension helmets.
There goes that.
Yeah.
That goes out the window. I guess the Seahawks. Seahawks are another one of those teams that want the old helmets back, too. They want to be able to swap out in season.
What are they going to do? Sell their old silver ones?
Here's what I would say. Yeah. I think the Patriots need to consider scrapping their current uniforms altogether. Let's start there.
You know, they're going to end up looking like the University of Florida, which wouldn't be bad. The white helmets, the Florida white helmet, the old throwback with the gator on the side.
What's the minimum you must keep a uniform, though? Is it 2 years or 5 years?
I think it's two. I think it's two. We got two more years. We got another year of this. Do you know the one Patriot logo? It's not Pat Patriot. I love the old Pat Patriot logo, but there's another one. Of a colonial one with the hat, and it's carved around the top, and I think they put the number right above the hat on the head. It's kind of a cool looking logo. I think Gino wore it.
Yeah, I think it was like the first one.
Oh man, I'd love that one. That'd be a cool one to go back to. But then that would be like too much of a throwback. You know, there's a middling of it. Like the Washington football team has done a nice job eliminating the logo, but still keeping the concept of the uniform. Yeah, simplicity of the number on the side of the helmet. It's not that bad.
They just got to scrap it. They just got to scrap the thing. Move on.
It'll grow on you.
It's not.
It's a whole new look for this Patriots team. New quarterback, new uniforms. Takes time, Beetle.
You need the numbers. You need the blimp numbers on the shoulders. You need those. You can't take those off. That was Cardinal Sid number one of this new uniform.
It was just all too much. Too soon.
Big block.
Too
need
much change. You go on a 20-year run.
You look at Green Bay. You look at Aaron Rodgers when he bends over. You see the 12 right here. You know, feel the safety. You see the 12s on the shoulders. Nothing cooler than that. Those big shoulder numbers. Love those. Imagine if the Cowboys took theirs away.
Reading from the 5-year rule, which I've been telling you is a thing.
You said it was two.
No, you said it was two.
You told me I got to suck this up for 2 years.
You kept saying two, and I'm like, I think it's five. The NFL Constitution and Bylaws says it is 5 years.
Son of a bitch!
5 years.
5 years of throwbacks. I mean, of color rush.
A club may not change its regular home and away uniforms more than once every five NFL seasons and may not change its third uniform design more than once every five NFL seasons.
Well, let's
absent.
Let's come up with the third then.
Absent. No, they've already. Do they have a third?
They can't. They're, no.
Isn't.
No.
Absent specific extenuating circumstances. For example, club ownership change or relocation as determined by the commissioner. Can the we did a terrible job picking uniforms be an extenuating circumstance?
Look at Detroit. Why does it? Here's my question. There, Turbo, now that we're on this topic here. Why does it look like Detroit changes their damn, you know, lettering and numbering and shading every freaking year, yet other teams can't? Do they just do it and nobody cares about Detroit?
Yeah, they do it. They do it and nobody notices.
Seriously, does it seem like Detroit changes their tone or the hue? Or, I remember Bob and I bitching every year it changes. Damn it.
Yep. I don't know. I don't know why that is. I think you can probably have minor tweaks to your uniform. You know,
well, I mean, I don't know any minor tweaks. You have Patriots have a blue jersey and a white jersey, and they wear blue pants both times.
Right.
They wear the same blue pants, and all they do is change it. It's like a high school team now. I went on Fridays, too. They wear their home jerseys around, walk around, go to the mall like Derek Cullors used to do. My kid loves that, Fridays.
Oh.
Game day coming up this weekend. Got to wear your jersey to school.
You get all blue, and you get white with blue.
I don't know you could tweak it any more than that.
No, I'm saying you could tweak numbers. You could tweak the way they look a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, really, can you? I think so. I'm guessing.
I love, too, about the old socks we had? We had the white high socks, but we had those three stripes about mid-calf, right below the calf down there, kind of dress the uniform up. Those are good uniforms, those throwbacks we had, those red ones. Red with the white pants. Those were nice. Mm.
Tom in Worcester. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys, what's up?
How's your uniform?
Quick, how's my? It's covered with stains right now. It's I changed the oil in my uniform. I don't go to donut shops. I got the bacon grease mostly. But, hey, how come they don't just take you know how they wrap cars with, like, an ad, and they can just peel the wrap off anytime and put something new on it?
Sure.
Why don't they do that with the helmets?
You've seen wraps before. It's like if you get in any kind of a major
tear.
Or any kind of even a minor collision, then that wrap will tear.
Peel right off.
So, you know, helmets tend to.
It's not a true coat, you know.
Yeah.
They put a man on the moon. They put a man on the moon. They can put a wrap on the helmet.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah, let me answer that one for you, Zoe.
Hey, Zoe, real quick before I hang up, tell me, what do you think about this guy, Cockburn?
Cockburn? I think he's an intimidating guy down in the paint.
Don't encourage
him. Like, if the Celtics ever got him, I mean, you got Tatum, Brown, Cockburn. You know, there's your big three. Put the ball up, he'd be a great rim protector. I want a guy that could play around the rim.
Don't.
That's something they don't have right now. You can tell me all you want about Tyson. You know, Time Lord, bring Cockburn in here. Let's go fighting Illini, baby. Come on. Get him going. Guys, averages a double-double. Let's go. Get him in. Imagine if this guy has 10 blocks a game. Cockburn would be legendary here. Number one selling Celtics jersey.
Cockburn
blocks.
What
would you give him? What?
Cockburn block.
How many blocks can great?
When we talked about this on Friday, I believe T-Bone dumped me one time. I took one too far. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it again.
What'd he say?
I'd say that anybody. I'll tell you without saying the name, T-Bone. Anybody who fell, anybody for fell for him being like the answer to the Celtics woes would be you'd be a real sucker, you know, if you fell for that. But I may have included the player's name along with it, and then T-Bone dumped me.
Whoops.
Yeah.
James in Brighton. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Zoe, why don't they do what they did in the movie Rudy and just paint the helmets overnight?
Right.
You know, instead of using a whole new helmet.
Well, that you need boosters for that, like they had in Rudy and the Patriots.
And then
you're
not drinking with your friends, and then you're not really in the club. But right. You're not really go to if you go to St. Mary's, you can't paint the helmet.
A lot of Krylon. Got to have a lot of that.
Oh, man.
You know, there's real 14 karat gold leaf in the paint.
Yeah. Those helmets, man, under the lights, whew, they pop.
You had to have had helmets that got spray painted in your careers, though, before they went silver. On the white helmets? They ever spray a spot?
No.
To touch them up?
No.
Really?
No, you get acetone. You get the acetone. Those guys sitting there with acetone, they scrub it. You talk about, you think you go in there and it'll smell like a nail salon on a Saturday. They're restriping the helmets, putting the new decals on, numbers.
Nice.
Those, they get them things shining. I'm like, what is that? That smells awesome. They're like acetone. Don't smell it.
I had a knockoff Steelers helmet when I was a kid, but it was the wrong color. Like, it was that bad. So
that's an insult because that is one of the, that is the prettiest helmet.
Right. So we taped over the Steelers part of the logo. And I remember my dad and I spray painting it so it would more closely match the actual Steelers.
Remember when Antonio Brown took his Steeler helmet, painted it for the Raiders?
Yeah.
Different shade of black.
That was awesome. Right then you should have known he was crazy, right?
To the takeaways we go.
Oh, God.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's it.
Okay, today's takeaways on a Monday, brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Don't give up on your resolution to lose weight this year. Simply change the course, start losing the weight your very first week with Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Okay, what do we have today, T-Bone?
We were talking about Alex Smith, and that led Zoe down a weird road.
Oh, no. The AP Comeback Player of the Year has said he still wants to play, and at age 36 may have a chance to do so. In Rappaport this morning. Alex Smith. You would be in favor of Alex Smith. This we know. You would. Alex Smith or Cam Newton?
Alex Smith.
There you go. That's how you're in favor of Alex Smith.
We get a lot of hot white towels ready.
For what?
The dogs out there. I'm trying to get through the fences out there to get his leg. To beat those dogs off around the practice field. Why does that sound like Shawshank Redemption?
What? That's
weird. Sounds like Red from Shawshank. Trying to chase some dogs off. Andy brought that dog at first night. Yeah.
What are you doing dogs. With the towels? How'd the towels factor in?
Hot towels. Hot white towels.
Hot white towels.
If the leg has an issue during practice and it gets leaky, you gotta get the hot water. I don't know. It's like a baby. You have a baby at home.
Okay. Right.
Get the hot. Just have a lot of towels, hot water. You got to pad that leg up, man. Oh.
Oh, his water broke. Water in broke. The water in the leaky leg
pressure
broke.
Pressure sack in his calf broke.
His mucus plug stuff came everywhere. Out of the leg.
It's squirting out like left and right. All this oozing.
T-Bone.
We had Ralph and Linfield calling.
Oh, boy.
Oh, good.
Ralph and Linfield. Ralph.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Just let me swallow like my Bruce last Arians. Piece. Huh? Let me swallow my last piece of homemade rigatoni. But all right, let me go to my point. I'm tired of hearing about Brady. Here's the bottom line. Bill Belichick, I'm a fan, big time fan. He knows what he's doing. Now, I was in the business of buying and selling horses in the past.
Oh.
And an old wise man once told me.
You're after that one?
Never, never, never sell a horse that doesn't have a win or two left in him. And that's exactly what Bill Belichick did. He let him go. Because if you wait too long, you're going to end up with a cripple in your bind.
Words to live by. You never want to have a cripple in your bond.
I don't want to revisit this. Did he say never, ever sell a horse that has a win or two or doesn't
yeah,
have?
Yeah, no, he said it backwards. He said it wrong.
He did say it backwards.
Yeah, we all knew what he meant, though.
right?
I will confess, I didn't know immediately what he meant.
It's a rigatoni fog.
Well, you get that carbo loading.
There's nothing better than rigatoni, I tell you that.
How much could they have sold Pio Mai for in her prime?
Oh,
you know, that's really the question.
I want to look up how much they paid for in the first place. It's got to be an episode fact.
The insurance policy was $200K. How much did they buy the horse for? It's a good question.
Was that ever revealed?
Felger and Mazur are coming your way next on a re-entry Monday. So we'll talk to you tomorrow at the same time.
See you, everybody.
You coming back soon?
I hope so.
All right. Bye.
Whatever Jim says.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.